Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
And here we go. Once again, back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we are dialed in to KNZA 103.9 FM alongside Crendon Prophet. I'm Brandon Tadman, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio. It is high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're back inside the Northeast Kansas League. And Crendon, we got a monster try coming up here tonight. The triangular here with Horton hosting Morehill Mounts Academy and Jackson Heights. We have seen the Cobras once already this year. We get a Ravens team that is currently ranked inside the top 10, and we got the top two teams in terms of the league standings, a battle of 7-0s, a chance for one of these three teams to create maybe a little bit of separation in the standings.
Yeah, you mentioned that ranking. That's Morehill, the ranked number 8 with their 14-3 overall record. Jackson Heights and Horton, though, they share number 1 in the NAKL. Both teams 7-0. Morehill, they are 4-2. Coming today, we're going to see a really great game between all these teams. Horton, they're the only team here that brings in returners from last year that either had a first team or an honorable mention in the NAKL. Carly Hupfliss from the Horton Chargers was a first teamer, and Piper Chartier was an honorable mention. Morehill, they lost three people, two people who were first teamers, one who was an honorable mention. Jackson Heights, they lost a first teamer, Dawson Cochran, an honorable mention, and Lillian Brown. So we're going to see how Horton really faces the adversity today and tries to be that number one team. They've beaten Jackson Heights earlier this year at the Hiawatha Invitational, and it's been 11 seasons since this Horton Chargers team has even been over 500. This is a year that they have a really solid chance of being really great at volleyball. Last year was a stepping stone. This year, they can finally throw that stone.
Well, they can really take a step forward here tonight if they can potentially go 2-0. We talk about the crucialness of these matchups here with, you know, it's hard to believe. It doesn't feel like we've really been into the season too long, but doing a little prep earlier today, you look at some schedules, you're like, man, there's only about 3 weeks left in the regular season. Just a handful of league tries coming down the stretch. I mean, we're already halfway into this thing, and you have both of the 7-0 teams plus a Morehill Mounts Academy team that is the lone ranked team according to the KVA, but they have the best overall record, yet they're just 4-2 in league play. A little bit more about these teams. Again, Horton coming in, the most matches to this point, 15 wins, 9 losses. They are 7-0, and their last time out, they were at the Hiawatha tournament this past weekend. They split their 6 matchups. They went 3-3, finished 4th place in that tournament. They did go 3-1 in pool play to get out of it, which included a win, as you mentioned, over Jackson Heights, but losing to Donovan West in the semifinals, and then they lost in 3 sets to Hiawatha in that consolation final. Jackson Heights, who we've seen in the last few weeks, 12-5, also 7-0. Last time out, again, as we mentioned, the Hiawatha tournament, they did not make it out of pool play. They went 2-2 with losses to Centralia and Horton, but had victories over Lafayette and Bishop Seabury Academy. Jackson Heights a little bit slow, you know, here in the last couple of weeks. They were 4-0 out the gate, 5-1 through their first 6. They've come back to earth a little bit, but again, still undefeated in league play. And then this Morehill Mounts Academy team, 14-3 overall, a number 8 ranking in Class 2A, according to the Kansas Volleyball Association. 4-2 in league play last time out. They were 2-0 in a home non-league try last night. So they're playing in back-to-back nights. They had a 3-set win over Atchison, and then a 2-set win over Bishop Ward. Again, they have played very well from the jump. They had 1.111 straight. But again, their 2 league losses, Jefferson County North, Pleasant Ridge. Actually, that Pleasant Ridge was early in the season. They've also lost to Troy as well. But a team that went 24-12 a year ago, they lose 3 all-league selections, but they simply pick up right where they left off a season ago. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We got Morehill Mounts Academy and Horton, the first of 3 tonight. Monster matchups here in the Northeast Kansas League. It's high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Dilbert Sampler in Sabetha is excited to announce they are partnering with 868 Candle Company for a candle pour on Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m. at Village Sampler in Sabetha. You pick your jar, you pick your scent, and you pour. Limited spots available. Make sure to register with 868 Candle Company. Remember, Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Plus, they have home decor and memorial items. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha and register for their candle pour Saturday, September 28th at 1 p.m.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tammen alongside Crendon Prophet, Captain Kirk Hillman in studio here on KNZA. Just a few minutes until we get going here for another Tuesday night edition of high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, inside the Northeast Kansas League. And we picked a good one here tonight with just a few weeks left in the regular season, and it's moving by quick. We got the two lone unbeatens when you look at the Horton Chargers and then the Cobras of Jackson Heights, both in at 7-0 in league play. And then you got a Moore Hill team that's 14-3, the best overall win percentage between the three, but 4-2, still solid, but they are in a tie for third place right now with Jefferson County North and Pleasant Ridge. So if you're a Moore Hill Mount Academy team here tonight, you fall both games. Like, let's say you go 0-2, and one of these other teams goes 2-0, stays undefeated. All of a sudden, with just about 3 weeks left in the regular season, you put yourself more than four games back. So how crucial is it tonight for a team like Moore Hill to come away with a couple of victories?
Oh, it's extremely crucial for a team like Moore Hill. And they're the ones who, I mean, they might not be ranked in the top of the NAKL, but they're ranked in the top 10 of 2A, and that's a position that they just want to hold, and that's what they want to defend coming into the night. And they also want to defend a couple other titles. They have a five-game winning streak against Jackson Heights that dates back to 2022, and they got a four-game winning streak against Horton that dates back to 2022. So, and it feels like we have that every week, that there's one team that just has that streak. Jackson Heights, they actually broke a six-game losing streak earlier in the season against JCN, so we're going to see how they match up against Moore Hill later on in the day. But first up, we got Moore Hill and Horton. But I tell you what, this Moore Hill team, they're going to come in, maybe not the top in the NAKL, but the top in 2A. And that's what Horton Chargers and Jackson Heights is going to look at and say, okay, this is the team that we want to come here and beat. Of course, Jackson Heights and, you know, Horton, they're going to be fighting against each other, but they really want to take down those Ravens.
Last season, Jefferson County North and Pleasant Ridge, they shared the league championship, both going 15-1 in league play. And we talked about it the last time we were at the NAKL Tribe. Over there at Jefferson County North, and how the Chargers have had at least a piece or an outright league championship for, what, four straight years in a row, and they're in that three-way tie right now in third place with Pleasant Ridge and Moore Hill at 4-2. But, again, this is a huge opportunity for either Jackson Heights or Horton. If one of those two can go 2-0 tonight, obviously you're going to create at least a little bit of separation between that other two, and then, again, you know, you're trying to create that extra separation with Moore Hill, but just monstrous. I think if the Ravens want to have a chance to at least sniff a piece of the league championship, I think they got to go 2-0 tonight.
Oh, no, I absolutely agree with all your points. And when you mentioned that, you know, out of all the trianglers that we have, we definitely picked the best one to cover here. And I'm sure all the folks at home are going to be welcome to one of the best performances in volleyball here with a top team in 2A and then also two of the best teams in NAKL. And, you know, Moore Hill could contend up with that tonight.
Yeah, Horton, again, you mentioned it's been a while since they've had an above 500 year. They've already surpassed their win total from a year ago. They're 15-9. They went 14-19 a year ago, although they were 9-7 in league play, so they were successful in NAKL action. But obviously the Chargers, they brought a ton back. They're exceeding here. Jackson Heights, 12-5, still undefeated. They got a great opportunity here. We've already seen them, great senior leadership, and then obviously with this Moore Hill team getting set to do battle. It is a pink night here for the Chargers. So we got pink scattered about and pink jersey tops for the Horton Chargers here tonight, all black uniforms for Moorhill Mount Academy. Again, just a couple of key notes and keys for both these teams here. Again, with Fortin and Moorhill due up first.
Yeah, just stay focused, stay concentrated. I mean, defend well up at the net. We've seen a lot of errors on this season when it comes to serving, and there's a lot of great players coming into today that can get a rally going for either side. Just don't get behind early. And again, it comes back to staying focused, staying concentrated, playing well defensively up at the net, and overall communicated.
So as we sit up top here, top of the bleachers here at Horton High School, home of the Chargers, we are looking to our right for the varsity court. The pink uniform tops for the Chargers closer to us, so they're going to be hitting away from us. Moorhill Mount Academy on the other side of the net. They will hit towards us here as we are just getting ready to get going here tonight. So again, this Moorhill Mount Academy team, couple of losses against the Chargers team that is undefeated in league play. And this is going to have monster title implications as we're down to the final few weeks of the regular season. Nora Adams, the senior, serving it to the near side, and we are underway as the Chargers able to get it back across. Now it's popped up into the air on the side of the pink uniforms, and then the libero in Kabia able to send it across for the Chargers, and now a spike attempt is short up against the net. It was missed, hit by Bradfield, the sophomore, and the Chargers here on their home turf out to a 1-0 lead.
Talked about it coming into this one. Horton is the only team who returns people from the NAKL League that either a first-team mention or honorable league mention.
And Piper Shartz here getting an opportunity, one that you mentioned, honorable mention, a year ago, but long on the serve. And Moorhill Mount Academy with a 1-1 tie.
We talked about that. What are some keys to this game? Don't make mistakes on the serving. Already just a crucial mistake made early on in the game. Hopefully that doesn't become a consistent trend for either team, though.
Moorhill Mount Academy sends it across, and that will be an ace. And they take a 2-1 lead. Chargers here on the back end thought it was going to be out, but just dropped inside that corner right in front of Carly Huntfliss, the senior. And the Ravens back-to-back points in a 2-1 lead.
And Huntfliss was she was the first teamer coming back from last year.
There's another service error. So after the ace, it goes into the net in a 2-2 tie.
Well, I don't want to say it was a commentator's jinx, but as I mentioned for one of the keys, you just want to be able to get the serve over, and you just want to get it down.
Here's a sophomore in Bobby Becker serving to the far side of the floor for the Chargers. 2-2 tie here as we're just getting off and running. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball here tonight on KNZA. They set it up far side, and it's dropped in there. It was mishit by the front line of the Ravens. And the Chargers, I believe that was Lydia Link, senior there, putting it down for Horton, and they break the 2-2 tie. It's 3-2.
They went Horton. They bring back four seniors, four of them all coming up here and starting.
And then Becker, another ace, puts it down. Middle of the floor, left side of it. And again, you have the communication issues where one thinks it's going to be in, the other thinks it's going to be out. They both kind of stop, look at each other. By the time they realize what's going on, it drops in there. So it's 4-2. Another serve across by Becker. Moorhill ready for it this time, but they get it across. And now they set it back up. Near side right. There's the spike, and there's a kill. And Capri Keckner, the sophomore, one of our early athletes of the week here in 2024. It's the Ravens to within 4-3. They get the serve back. Keckner, you'll hear her name called quite a bit for this Ravens roster, who lost two first-team selections from last year and also an honorable mention selection, yet again just picking up where they left off, and would love a couple of wins here tonight and would put themselves in a very fine position in the league standings. But there's a point for the Chargers as Lydia Link finds some opening in the middle of the floor, and right now it is a 5-3 Horton lead. They take the serve back.
You know, you brought that mention about Mar Hill and how Keckner is going to be a big part. She comes into the day with 137 kills on this team, and now she has 138 with that kill she just had 2 points ago.
All right, Link, the senior, sends it to the far side of the floor. They want to set it up front near side, and it's buried in there, and that's another Capri Keckner point. And Mar Hill Mount Academy back to within one. It's 5-4.
And now at 139 kills on the year, that's just a player that needs to step up and fulfill her role. You know, she's just a sophomore, so and she's that type of senior by her year that she will probably have 1,000 kills. So big leadership opportunity coming from the underclassmen.
Dipped in a serve, did Keckner, but the Chargers were there, and then they mishit it on the setup as Huntfliss a little too strong behind that spike attempt, and a 5-5 tie, back-to-back points here for the Ravens. So Keckner chasing it down, far side of the floor. 10 points tallied up and 5 apiece in this first set It's the Ravens and the Chargers here from Horton High School. First of three matches tonight in the Northeast Kansas League, and the Ravens take the lead. Mishandled on the front line by the pink jerseys that the Chargers are rocking tonight. And Kettner get another serve shot here. 6-5 Ravens. Get a 4-2 league record coming in. The Chargers still unblemished at 7-0. Kettner sends a good one across. They push it back front left. There's the spike, and it is too long. Kara covers up, had a good look, tried to put it in the back right corner, but just too much on it. And now four straight for the Ravens. They lead 7-5.
And the libero from Marhill almost dove for it and you know, clipped it with her knuckle, but luckily for Horton, did not get that touch.
And now a misfire there by the back line of the Chargers, and that's going to be an ace for Kettner. Make it 8-5, and they have scored five straight. And Kettner came in. She was tied second on the team, and aces coming in. Adds to that total here. Ravens got a little bit of a rally going, and there's another. Mishandled on the back line by Bobby Becker, and now it's 9-5. It is six straight for Morehill Mounts Academy.
Again, going back to that, now she leads the team in kills and aces, all-around great player, just a sophomore, and you'll see her by her senior year with all kinds of accolades, being able to help this Ravens team get to their full potential, already helping them get to just eighth ranked in 2A.
Again, if you want to sniff maybe the league championship here in 2024, be crucial for the Ravens if they can pick up two wins here tonight. They're off to a good start. Kettner with the finesse shot there, but the Chargers able to keep that one alive. Kettner pushing it far side. Here's the set. There's the spike tipped up into the air, and down it goes for the point. That time it was Nora Adams, the senior, and the Ravens have the momentum brewing. They now have a double up, 10-5 lead as we hit a timeout. We'll step aside as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on KNZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Correct the score here, Morehill Mounts Academy, a 9-5 lead. I mentioned 10-5. That wasn't the case. We mistallied one, but still forcing the Chargers to call a timeout here in this first set, match number one tonight. There's a good set and spike, but the libero for Morehill Mounts Academy ready for it. Now that one's pushed into the net and an error up front by the Ravens. And finally, that run is stopped as the Chargers, again, get that point and break that streak of six straight for the Ravens. It's now 9-6, Morehill Mounts Academy. Hutfliss sends it across, far side of the floor. They set it up to the middle. Now a battle at the net. Ravens get it back, still tapping it up in the air. Now near side for the Chargers. They push it front left. There's the spike, a diving effort, somehow staying alive. And a free ball is sent across. Good effort by the Ravens. Backside sets, and spike is rejected by Morehill, and now they have it. Top of the net, battered up into the air. Maybe the best rally we got between the two teams so far. Now up to the front of the net. Chargers in control. There's the set. There's the spike. Not much behind it. Now we get a whistle and a violation, I think, goes against the Ravens. And that will give the Chargers another point. Now it's 9-7.
I really like the hustle right there from Carly Hutfliss, number 10, the senior. She's a first team Ollie returner for Horton. And there she had four touches within that rally every time the ball came on her side, whether she was going to receive it or pass it to a teammate. There she goes again.
Chargers set it up far side of the floor. There's the spike. There's the dig. And down it goes. Miss hit up front by Ziswani Miller, the sophomore. Kind of misread that one up front for the Ravens. And now after that streak was broken, three straight for the Chargers. And now they're within one. They keep the serve alive. It's 9-8. Good strong serve by Hutfliss. Ravens get it to the front of the net. There's the spike. Dug up nicely by Kirsten Smith, the freshman. Now there's another good spike attempt, but the Ravens scrambling to get it to the front of the net. They're able to get it back across. Now the Chargers push it front left. There's the spike, and it's deflected and out of play. So a point for the Chargers. That kill shot by Piper Chartier, and we are deadlocked now. It is 9-9.
You know, something interesting coming into this game. Leading the team in assists is Piper Chartier. Leading the team in kills is Carly Hutfliss. But tonight we've seen opposite dual roles. It's Chartier who's been getting a lot of the kill shots, and Hutfliss setting up a lot of the assists.
Finesse shot try there by the Ravens, but the Chargers defensively were there, and they tried to push it to the front of the net, and not where it needed to land, so it's going to be a point for the Ravens, and they take the lead back at 10-9. It stops the run of four straight, and it will be the sophomores as Wani Miller back to serve, bring it here to the near side for the Ravens. And she drops one in there, a knuckleball-style serve, and just might have had the back line confused. That's going to be an ace.
Yeah, just right over the net, dropped in nicely, just had a nice little clunk right to it to the ground, and that's just, you can't get any perfect with the knuckleball-like serve.
Boy, she put another one across, but Chargers there for it this time. They set it up near side, and it's buried. And Chartier again puts that one down, and it's now 11-10. That was perfectly well set from the front right side of the net to the front left side of the net. And Chartier, one of the handful of seniors on this Chargers roster, able to put that one home. First set, first matchup here tonight. Crucial matchups inside the Northeast Kansas League. We got league title implications for sure with these three teams all battling and having opportunities for a league championship here in 2024. Here's Chartier again, puts a heavy one down, but it's defended well, and the Ravens push it back across after two hits. Back and forth it goes. Chargers reset, and covers up, has to just underhand it across to keep it alive. And another good save by Kabia here, the libero, and the Chargers with Chartier again lays a good one down, but Cody, the junior, able to save it. Deflected at the rim, and that's going to be the Ravens' defensive front line earning that point. As another good rally, this time the Ravens win it. And the lead now for them is 12-10.
Number one, Caitlin Folsom, the junior, and as well Nora Adams, the senior, both in up in the action. You like to see the upperclassmen be real dominant up at the net and kind of show how it's done.
Now there's Folsom again. You mentioned her name, and she goes right into the net with that service error. So 12-11, Ravens by one. This is the first matchup between these two here in 2024. Chargers at 7-0 so far in league play. The Ravens at 4-2. There's the whistle, and there's the violation. Two bodies up against the net for the Ravens, so a freebie there for the Chargers, and we're deadlocked at 12. This is Cameron Kabia, a senior, the libero, wearing the white jersey, and that's going to be an ace. Mishandled on the back line, and the Chargers take the lead. They have scored three straight, four of the last five, and it's 13-12. Back and forth we go. Now, crucial it is to gather a set one win. And how about it again? Kabia with another ace. Just mishandled on the back line by Morehill Mounts Academy. And it's now 14-12 Chargers.
Well, Kabia is just one of these seniors, one of the four seniors on this Horton Chargers team. She's been serving for a long time, and she knows just where to place in there, recording another ace.
Boy, she was just shy of 10% on her ace percentage, but she has got three straight aces here, and it's now 15-12. She is working up that percentage. So basically, one out of every 10 go down as an ace. But again, three straight. This time the Ravens get it back across, and now set up the rally. Here's Chartier on the spike, and it's deflected, I believe. So that's going to be a point. It would have gone out. Or wait, do they say it was not deflected? I thought the Morehill Mounts Academy back line touched it, and they do not. So it will be out, and that will be a Ravens point. So that stops the run. Boy, from my angle, it looked like that was deflected. The officials say no go. So the Ravens back to within two. They serve it across. There's the set. There's the spike. And it's battered up into the air. And down it goes in front of the net. And on the wrong side for the Ravens. And the Chargers get that point back at 16-13. They lead it.
And we've seen spurts by both teams. We saw the long run from Marshall earlier in this with six. Here we saw the one of four with Horton. And both teams are just going back and forth late into this one, with the Horton Chargers having a lead of 16-13.
I think we had an inadvertent whistle there by the official, so they'll reserve here. Will the Chargers? Piper Chartier will do so. Hit it to the far side of the floor. Chargers leading set one, 16-13. Popped up into the air. Front right side. There's the set. There's the spike. And there's the kill. Capri Kechner again. 16-14. The true bump set spike scenario there. Ravens get one back to get to within two. Ravens on the attack now, serving here to the near side. Going down to get it. Pops it up near side. There's the set. Spike well defended, but it's going to land out of play as Zwani Miller defended it well but couldn't keep it inside the line, so the Chargers earned the point and now lead it 17-14. Chargers create a little bit of separation here. The sophomore, Bobby Becker, to serve. Pushes it high into the air, far side of the floor. Now deflected towards the front of the net, and nowhere to be is a Ravens frontline member. And it falls into an empty opening, and now all of a sudden it's 18-14.
Marhill's had a couple of miscues and some mishits early in this set, number one, throughout. And that's going to get a timeout there, and that's going to go to the bench on the Marhill side because they know that they've had some miscommunication, some miscues, mishits, and they just want to talk about that a little bit here and get that moved out of the way.
We'll keep it right here again, 18-14, our second timeout burned here in set number one. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball here tonight on KNZA. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt all with you. Appreciate everyone hanging with us, especially our sports boosters who make our broadcast possible. We got Marhill and Horton here in the first matchup, and then the Ravens will take on Jackson Heights in matchup number two, and then the late one tonight, Jackson Heights and Horton will round things out. But, again, both teams have had spurts. It was Marhill Mount Academy early, had a run of six straight, but at one point it was a 12-10 Marhill Mount Academy lead, but since then they have scored eight of the last 10 to force that Ravens timeout.
I'm going to say a lot of this comes down to the senior leadership. Horton, they have four seniors on their team, Kabia, Huffless, Link, and Chartier. Marhill Mount Academy, they only have Martin and then also Adams. I mean, I'm not saying that the underclassmen aren't that skill level, but the Horton Chargers return so many seniors that get that energy and leadership down to those underclassmen and help them perform in the top level.
Another one that's put to the front of the net, and the Ravens couldn't handle it. Up against the net it goes, and another point for Horton. It is now a five-point lead, 19-14 here in set one. Chargers trying to stay unbeaten in league play, and that's going to be an ace. Momentum continues with Bobby Becker, the sophomore, serving.
You know, we've called about 4 weeks of volleyball now here, and this is the best we've seen serving-wise probably out of the gate from any team is the Horton Chargers right now. They've had about five or six aces already in this set alone. I mean, that's incredible. That's really incredible, and they're not airing a lot, and they're able to get well-placed hits.
Becker again serving, pushed to the front of the net. Both teams battling for it, and Horton wins that battle. It's put down by Huntsless. And another point. 21-14, another timeout. We'll step aside as well. The Chargers, all the momentum now. They lead it by a touchdown here in set one. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Dr. Rachel Allen at Spetha Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, five straight for the Chargers here down the stretch. And 11 of the last 13 and make it 12 of the last 14 as Becker out of the timeout with another ace for Horton. And they are trying to put this first set away against the Ravens. It's now 22-14.
Accurate placement, perfect spin on the ball, plenty of speed, plenty of heat, a lot of misdirection on it. The serving has just been an ace, quite literally an ace in the sleeve here for Horton tonight.
Well, finally settled down a little bit there. The Ravens get it across, and now Horton sets one up, puts it down for another. That time it was the senior, Lydia Link, who finished that point off. And inching closer to a set point here, but still need one more. It is 23-14. Chargers as Becker trying to put this one away and tipped up on top of the net, and it lands on the far side. When it rains, it pours. You're Marhill Mount Academy, and all of a sudden it's a set one point here for the Chargers.
At one point, Marhill, they had a lead of 9-5, but it's just been all over the place once Horton was able to get behind the serve.
A chance. Well, the Ravens about gave it up there, but they get it to the front of the net, and a third try is unsuccessful, and that quickly does it. So So after the Ravens got off to a great start, as Crendon mentioned, got out to an early 9-5 lead. It was all Chargers after that. And Horton takes set one over the Ravens, 25-14. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and come back for set number two right after this. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, undefeated in league play, the Horton Chargers a set away from continuing that trend as they beat Morehill Mounts Academy 25-14 in set number one here tonight. First of three matches in this NEKL try here at Horton High School. And how about 16 of the last 18 points for the Chargers, including nine straight to run away with that first set?
Well, for Horton, it doesn't just come down to all the aces, but the ace in their sleeve, most importantly, is the seniors. Piper Chartier, Lydia Link, Carly Huffless, and Cameron Cabilla, all of them had great performances, all seniors for Horton Chargers. We'll see what they do here in set number two, and for Marhill Mount Academy, we'll see how Capri Keckner can continue to get some good kill shots.
All right, so we switch sides of the floor, and what is now a must-win here for the Ravens in set two. And picking up where they left off, right out the gate, it is Piper Chartier. The beautiful serve, couldn't handle it on the back line, and a 1-0 start for Horton, just how they started the first set. A 1-0 lead here in set two on another good serve. The honorable mention selection from a year ago in Chartier.
Chartier comes in with 38 aces with the team.
Has added to that total here in the first matchup tonight. Ravens do a good job, get it across, and now scrambling. The Chargers tipped in the air. Back line here for the Ravens. Now back line free ball. Keckner sends it across, swinging through the right hand. Now the far side of the floor. There's a set and spike dug up nicely by the Ravens. Best rally between the two, but that one is misfired by Twombly, the junior. And it was set up good for, but it was hit long, and a 2-0 start here for the Chargers in set two.
Well, the Chargers have gotten off nicely in both sets. They started off 1-0 here. They get a chance to start 2-0. See how they keep responding to that.
Now scrambling again after a great serve, but pushed across on the free ball. Chargers far side set it up middle of the floor, but too strong on the spike attempt. Misfired by Bobby Becker. Just got under that one too much, and the Ravens take a free point there. It's now 2-1. First opportunity here to serve. Near side to far side. This is Nora Adams, a senior. One of just two seniors on this Morehill Mounts Academy Ravens roster, and that's going to be an ace. Mishandled on the back line, and quickly a 2-2 tie.
Yeah, just take a page right out of Horton's playbook. Dominate and get some momentum going when it's your time to serve. Even if you don't ace, just put it in a spot where now you can get a good rally going and win it.
Now the Chargers back line scrambling. Chartier with her back to the net, able to get it across. Here's Keckner on a laid-back spike, but it's dug up nicely on the back line by Sturton. And now scrambling here near side of the floor. Good save by Twombly, pushed across with two hands. Now the Chargers at the front of the net, set one up, and the spike not too much on it. And now Keckner again pushing one across with two hands. There's a diving save and a desperation one-handed shot gets back across. Ravens again. Here's Twombly leaning back, and she's going to hit that one way too long. A good rally, and then it was not the best setup there for Twombly. Had to kind of lean back on her foot, and then just, again, kept it too much in the air and stops a little two-run stretch. Now a 3-2 Horton lead in set number two.
Yeah, just got to keep watching out for the misfires and look for better opportunities when it's your time to hit.
Becker sends across the serve. Here's Kechner leaning back, and her spike attempt is batted up into the air by Becker, and now it's defended well at the net for Morehill Mounts Academy as Twombly with that block and a 3-3 tie.
Twombly will come out, however, and in for her will come Ziwani Miller.
This will be Morehill Mounts Academy serving a 3-3 tie here in set two. They need this set, as the Chargers ran away with a 25-14 set one win. Kechner gets it back after the dig and is blocked at the net, and good defense there. Carly Hutfliss leading that charge up front. But I think a late whistle by that near side judge is actually going to give the point to the Ravens. So I think they got Hutfliss into the net there. And the Ravens now back-to-back points, leading it 4-3. Chargers scrambling, push it across. Kechner with the dig. It is set up front middle. Kechner coming forward, and it's defended again. This time, no violation there. Hutfliss able to block that one down, a 4-4 tie.
Anyway, we've been in some loud and packed gyms. This one definitely has to have some of the higher decibels. Even on the JV court, they were getting up here and hooting and hollering. This is some great energy, especially when we're in mid-season of volleyball.
Another good defensive effort, middle front. That's Kara covers up. The junior for Horton blocking that one down. And the Chargers retake the lead, 5-4. Set number two, Chargers won the first set 25-14, scoring the last 9 points. Close out that first set, and the Chargers are going to get another ace here. Well, you said it, Crendon, at one point in that first set, how we've seen already 4 weeks now of volleyball across all the leagues that we cover, but as far as unforced errors, clean serves, we've seen it's about as clean as we have to this point, really, for both sides. There's Kechner, I think, buried one in there, and it was a late call by the judge, but it did stay inside the line. So Kechner with the kill. The Ravens are within 6-5. That stops a run of 3 straight for Horton. And this is going to be Lucy Bradfield, one of the 4 sophomores on this Ravens roster, set to serve it across. And what is a must-win here in set 2 for the Ravens. Chargers set it up front. Double tap. Beautifully done. Hutfliss again. Sometimes you don't got to put a lot behind it to earn a point.
Yeah, that one of the many times and examples here in this game where it's just not about the heat, but it's just about the finesse. That time, just a nice little backdoor with the hand, just getting it right down the ground as fast as you can.
Very deceiving. You kind of push the front line back, and they think the spike is coming. Then you just tap it across, and nowhere to be found. Another two-handed push, but miss hit this time by Hutfliss. Had the right idea in trying to catch it in between that front and back line, but hit it too hard and out of play. It's now 7-6.
No, she had a good idea. No, I agree with you. Trying to get to that backcourt line, trying to hit just right on the right line, just went about a foot over.
There's Kechner with the serve, and it's going to be an ace. Boy, a ton of dip. Had a lot of heat behind it, and she kind of shakes her right shoulder a little bit after that serve. And now a 7-7 tie. We saw it competitive in the early going in set one, but ultimately the Chargers would dominate that back half and run away with that set one win. Kechner with the dig on the back line. Miller, left side hits. Good diving effort. Chargers now scrambling. They can't get there after the first hit. Becker with a nice diving effort, but went in the wrong direction, and now the Ravens take the lead. It's 8-7.
Yeah, now here's your opportunity. I mentioned earlier, take a page out of the playbook of the Chargers and take some control when it's your time to serve. And right here, commanding it, the general, Kechner.
And we got a stoppage of play, and I don't think the Chargers got situated in the right spot prior to that serve. So give that freebie to the Ravens, and it's now 9-7. Well, when you need it, you'll take it any way you can get it. The best number out there is free. Another good serve by Kechner, really troubling that back line, but the Chargers set one up, and it's deflected, but into an opening, Piper Chartier again. Stops the run there. It was a brief run, but Horton gets the serve back. They're within one. It's 9-8.
That was great strength on the power shot, on the power kill here on the near side, left side of the backcourt, just going right through the defender's hand and finding the ground quick and fast.
Starting the serve. Now the Ravens with a two-handed tap across. That was fulsome. Chargers ready for it. Another set. Good spike. Dug up nicely on the back line. Pushed to the front of the net. Fulsome again. Spikes it down and earns the point for the Ravens. Nicely done through the two-headed monster in the pink jerseys trying to defend, and Fulsome earns the point. 10-8 Ravens here in set two.
Yeah, Becker and cover set for Chargers. They were doing their best to try to cover that top line, but the shot was just too perfect.
It will be Miller to serve, and she goes a little bit airborne on that one and out of play. So 10-9. Ravens by one. Chargers get the serve back. Chargers again dominating the second half of that first set, winning it 25-14. And right now the Ravens leading 10-9 in set two. Ravens now, after handling the serve, they get it to the front of the net, but it was mishit. Tapped down by Lydia Link. Easy money for the senior up front. That is a easy set for the wrong team if you're the Ravens, and now a 10-10 tie.
This is where the territory's got treacherous in set number one for Mar Hill, and allowing opportunity after opportunity to happen for Horton, but here, serving mistake.
Yeah, service error there for the sophomore, Ella Sturton. Send it long, and the Ravens get the lead back 11-10. This will be Folsom, the junior. Making sure everybody is set. Coach Knoll for the Ravens, directing traffic as Folsom sends across the serve. They push it to the front of the net. Here's Chartier on the spike, and not a lot behind it, but put it in a beautiful spot. And the diving effort by the back line, unavailable. And just like that, we're deadlocked, 11-11.
Well, the kill shot was perfect by Chartier, but the setup by Huffless was even better. It was a behind-the-back set, just perfect in the placement. Got enough air under it for Chartier to have perfect placement on the kill shot.
Chartier again on the serve. Second hit there, front left. There's the spike attempt. And the Chargers have it. Near side with Huffless, and that one is dropped in there. Deflects off the top of the net and lands front left on the side of the Ravens. And again, just wrong place, wrong time if you're the front line of Moore Hill Mouth Academy. And now 12-11, Horton in front. Keep the serve alive with Chartier. Goes up high, and it's going to be deflected out of play for another ace. 13-11, this is kind of the spot where the Chargers slowly pulled away from the Ravens in set one, and now all of a sudden they've scored five of the last six.
This is a dangerous server back there for Horton, Piper Chartier. As you mentioned, she came in the day with a lot of serving aces.
And adds to the service error total as she goes into the net there.
And that's just a rare miss for Horton. We haven't seen too many of those for them tonight, but that one a break needed for the Ravens.
So it's 13-12. Horton by one here in set two. Nora Adams, the senior, now serving to the far side of the floor. Before that, though, the officials are going to double-check something. Give us an opportunity to thank again our sports boosters for making our broadcast possible here not just tonight, but all throughout the season. We appreciate it very much. A lot of fun here on Tuesday nights when we get a chance to cover some volleyball here in Northeast Kansas. And we mentioned two teams, the top two teams undefeated in league play, Horton and Jackson Heights, who we'll see here later on. But then a Moore Hill Mouth Academy team who is ranked inside the top 10 in 2A, trying to move themselves up the standings with just a few weeks left in the regular season.
I'll tell you what, Horton, they have an opportunity to take down a big opponent, and right now they're ahead by one.
So after that little scuffle with the officials, a point for Horton. It's hammered home by Huffless, and it's now 14-12. And another run for the Chargers for the last five, six of the last eight they have scored.
Well, Huffless came into this game as the kill leader for Horton with 184. In set number one, you saw her more as the assister, but here she's taken the initiative, and she's gotten a lot of good kill shots as opportunities have come.
If push it front left to the Ravens. Keckner's kill shot defended well. Chargers push it front left to the net. Lazy on that one, but a diving effort is put back across. Now the Chargers again want to set it up. Good defense up front. A couple of taps in front of the net, and Lucy Bradfield can't get it back across to the Ravens, and now another point for Horton, 15-12.
Yeah, and we saw what Bobby Becker was able to do last time when she had it in her hands, and right here, a greater opportunity is that she's got this one rolling for Chargers.
Becker, Keckner on the dig. They want it back to Keckner here, middle of the floor. Her spike attempt is batted up into the air, and the Ravens, unfortunate or unlucky, I should say, looked like they were going to get a point. And now Keckner's one-handed tap shot is lazy against the net. Leaning back on it, and the Ravens give another one up there. It's now 16-12. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. Horton on a nice run here, trying to end this one in two sets. They lead Morehill Mounts Academy 16-12. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, once again, the Horton Chargers using the middle portion of this second set to create a little separation for Morehill Mounts Academy as they look for a sweep here in match number one tonight. Monster League standing implications in the Northeast Kansas League. And out of the timeout, a service error by Bobby Becker gives a free point to Morehill Mounts Academy. That stops a little bit of a run. It is now 16-13. Ravens down by three, but again, they need this set after dropping that first set 25-14.
Well, you know, you're at this point where free points aren't the way to go and the way to win here. You got to be able to take the initiative, take some action here, and general the offense when you have the ball and it's your time to serve. You don't always have to go for the hero plays, but just try to get it over that net and put it in a good spot for it to be harder to return over.
Pushed here to the near side after the serve. Well defended, and Keckner's block attempt unsuccessful. Chargers get that point. Wouldn't you rather take a free sandwich than pay for it?
Depends. How big is the sandwich? Is it a sample-size sandwich? Are we talking like the little
now you're just getting,
with
now
like
you're
little
just,
thick?
Now you're just getting greedy. That's just saying. Okay,
man.
I got you. I'm just saying. You'll take the free points. I'll take all the free points. If all 25 of my points are free, and I don't know how to work for them, but right now, Ravens are having some communication issues on the back line. You had two people going for it at the same time, and it's batted out of play, so it's now 18-13. As a similar story is playing out here in set two, much like set number one. Keckner, right side, Bradfield, puts one down, but the Chargers ready for it. Now a near side spike, dug up here on the back line by the Ravens. Keckner leaning back, has to get it across on a free ball at the right hand. Now the Chargers push it front right, and it's batted down. Last touch by the Ravens, and the Chargers get that point, 19-13. Continuing to build. And a very similar play out here as set number one, but Ravens still got some time. They got to put something together here. Keckner, front of the net, buried it. Is it in? They do call it in. Well, that was right on the line and a much needed point for Morehill Mounts Academy. It's 19-14.
That's one you just desperately need in this sort of time, one where you do take the initiative, you take a nice kill shot. Again, it's your time to shine here. It's an opportunity for Lucy Bradfield, the sophomore. She's up to serve, and how she can help her team overjump this five-point deficit.
Chargers have scored 9 of the last 13, and now 10 of the last 14 as that one goes into the net. A service error for Lucy Bradfield, the sophomore. And the Chargers are inching closer to a straight set win here in match number one tonight. Go ahead.
Now it's going to be interesting after this because Horton, I mean, from this set alone, they should be a team that should be ranked in the top 2A of Kansas. I mean, you just look at this here. I mean, they have the opportunity to be top 10 by the end of this one, depending on how they play Jackson Heights in set number, game number two.
There's a beautiful set and spike, and I think the Chargers get that point. They do. It starts here again. Boy, playing more like a first-team selection than an honorable mention selection as she was a year ago.
That's because she responds and returns with a lot of experience, Chartier does, and so does Carly Huffless and a lot of these other players on this roster.
Ravens get it high into the air. Kechner's spike attempt was defended well. Now the Chargers get it back across. Backline scrambling for the Ravens. Kechner again misfired on the spike, just kind of off the side of her hand and out of play, and it's 22-14. So this is the same story, different set. As they were back and forth, these two in the first set, latter half, all Chargers, and it's kind of playing out that way again here as the Chargers look for a two-set sweep here in match number one. Covers up, blocked at the net, scrambling does the Chargers, and somehow they get it over, tipped in the air. Now the Ravens, front middle, they set it up, Folsom tapping, and defended well. Now here's Chartier, there's her spike, and she buries another point in there. You hear multiple whistles, and sometimes you got to check and see which side of the court it's coming from, but it was Chartier earning the point, 23-14, and one of the Chargers about close to wrapping this one up. And now it is match point. They come away with an ace. How about Huffless? A chance to put it away. What a run here in this latter half of set number two as the Chargers look to stay undefeated in league play here tonight.
Looking to put away with two dominant set wins.
And a chance to do it right here. Chargers get it right back. They push it far side. Here's the set. Tipped in the air. Couple of hits and out of play. And that'll do it. A dominant second half of set number two for the Horton Chargers. And they match the set one score of 25-14 as the Chargers stay undefeated in league play. They are now 16-9 overall, 8-0 in league play. The Ravens drop to 14-4 and 4-3 in Northeast Kansas League play. We'll step aside for a timeout and recap this first one and get you set for match number two between Jackson Heights and Moore Hill Mounts Academy. That's after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a special event? Don't let unexpected surprises ruin your big day. With SBS Insurance, protect your wedding, retirement party, graduation, or fundraiser with confidence. From unforeseen weather cancellations to liability coverage, we've got you covered. Enjoy peace of mind and focus on creating memories. Call SBS Insurance today for a quote.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. And prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Marker President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, match number one has concluded here in Horton tonight. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball on KNCA. We got Crendon, Brandon, Kurt in studio. 25-14 and 25-14. How about it for the Chargers? They stay undefeated in league play.
Yeah, great mirror right there, as you mentioned, 25-14, 25-14. Horton Chargers came into this one as in a four-game losing streak against the Ravens, but I know it wasn't the four-game losing streak they were looking forward to. It's taking down a team that's in the top 10 of 2A, and being able to not only take down a team, but being able to do it in style and complete crushing fashion. So, you know, you talk about this Horton team. This is a legit team. This team has not – this record they have right now of now 16 wins on the season is the best they've had since 2013, when they had 19-15 was their record. This is the best team they've had for 11 years.
A decade, at least.
And it looks great. They got four seniors on this team, Huffless, Link, Kabia, and Chartier, all in their own roles and their own assignments. Chartier is great at assisting, but also great at kill shots. So is Carly Huffless. Link is also doing great when she's either back there to serve or when she's up at the net. And then you also cannot forget Kabia, who leads this team in receptions coming into the day, as she is the libero. She had 209 coming into the day, but she did a great job playing that back row and dominating it for the Chargers. Of course, when you talk about Mara Hill, you talk about Capri Kechner and all the work that she did as a sophomore. And there's going to be a great understanding and upcoming underclassmen for Mara Hill in the upcoming years, and they will definitely soon dominate. But this is a year for the Horton Chargers. They're charging into a great year, and they're charging into a great second half as they're still undefeated in league play, going 8-0 now.
Well, both these sets went in very similar fashion. Mara Hill Mounts Academy again right into it, and an early lead in both. But once you got a little shy of the halfway point, set one, the Chargers scored 16 of the last 18, including 9 straight. And then the second set, basically a coin flip through the first half. Chargers go on a run again, 15 of 19, including the last 6. So both those sets, they end in the same score and end in a pretty similar fashion.
Yeah, no, you mentioned the similarity of the fashion. Both sets start off with Horton getting the first point, and then it was just back and forth, back and forth, until you got to about the 10-point range for either team. And then Horton, here's a good mention, Horton never used a timeout the entire game. Their timeout is pretty much just when a mistake happened or when a call had to be made, or when Mara Hill made a timeout. Mara Hill, they made 2 timeouts in each just to get things fixed, get things corrected, but still, things just did not go their way. They used 2 timeouts nearly consecutively in set number one and just couldn't get things figured out. There was a lot of misfires on their side of things, and they just want to clean that up here in their next game against Jackson Heights.
So we got Jackson Heights, Mara Hill Mounts Academy coming up next, and before we take a quick break, we'll send it back to the studio here for about 10 or 15 minutes or so, but real quick, we talked about the importance of the Ravens coming in terms of the league. They dropped this first one. So you look at the Chargers, who stay undefeated and now move an extra game in front of the Ravens, who are now 4-3. I don't want to say it's a must-win here with Jackson Heights, but you drop this one to the Cobras. Cobras also stay unbeaten. All of a sudden, you're 4.5 games, maybe even 5 games roughly out of it, with about 3 weeks to go. So it's a crucial one here for the Ravens to bounce back to kind of keep themselves in the upper half.
We talked about coming into the day. This is probably the best triangular that we have around in our area and that we are covering today. And, you know, what we just saw is pretty much the best of that. And we're going to continue to see that. It is a must-win game for Mara Hill coming into game number 2. They need to beat Jackson Heights. They are 4-3 now in league play. You do not want to drop to 4-4 because it is already too competitive in the top half of this league. We're already in the middle part of the volleyball season. It's almost over. You don't want to get caught in that crossfire of, you know, you got 4 or 5 losses in league play, and Jackson Heights, Horton, they still haven't picked up one. That's going to be a crucial game in game number 3 that everybody, get your grandma to tune into this, because it's going to be a good one here.
Well, I will say, I'm just thinking ahead. If the Cobras do take down the Ravens here, and if Jackson Heights wins, we will get Jackson Heights and Horton again in the last game. Both teams will be 8-0 going into that one, potentially, which would have first place outright on the line So, again, Ravens don't want it to be that way. They certainly want to bounce back and get a win here, keep themselves in the upper half. But it was fun here in the first set. Chargers really charging their way towards the end of it. And 25-14, they do it twice in a row to defeat the Ravens in our first match. Again, we'll have the Cobras and the Ravens coming up here in about 15 minutes. And then the Cobras and the Chargers, potentially first place on the line in the nightcap in the Northeast Kansas League. We'll step aside, Kurt, for about, let's go, 13-ish minutes or so. Just kind of a rough guesstimate there, but in between 10 or 15, we'll make it a little bit easier for you. And then we'll come back and get you match number two between the Ravens and also the Cobras of Jackson Heights as we are in Horton tonight for Northeast Kansas League Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.